وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, respected elders and brothers, we find that currently around the world the Muslim Ummah is going through a very very difficult time, a very very difficult situation. On one hand, the Muslims are being plundered, are being killed, are being murdered. On another hand, the Muslims' wealth is being taken, is being stolen from them. And all the kinds of problems that the Muslim Ummah faces, be it on a macro level, whereas we are suffering as a community, as an Ummah, or be it on a micro level, each person individually has some sort of difficulty, has some sort of hardship in his life. And the natural question that comes to many minds is that we are the people of Haqq. We the Muslims, we believe, is our yaqeen, that we are the people of Haqq, we are the people of truth. So why is it that we are suffering like this? Why are we being subject to this kind of torment and this kind of suffering? So if this question is posed to various people, then it will receive various kind of responses. So some people argue and say that they are the kuffar governments of the world, or the elite people in the world, the Illuminati, who are trying to control the world. And as a result of this, they see that the Muslims are not fitting in with their agenda, so they have to do away with the Muslims and make the Muslims suffer. And other people will argue that no, it is the Muslim governments, the Muslim monarchs, that have let the Ummah down, and as a result we are suffering. We won't decide whether this is right or wrong, but we Muslims who study and judge everything according to Quran and Sunnah, under the microscope of Quran and Sunnah, if we turn to Quran and ask Quran that what is the reasoning, what is the reason for the suffering and the crisis that the Ummah is facing. So Quran is very, very clear to see in the world. Why is it? بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. It is because what the hands of mankind has earned. It is because of the sins of mankind. Quran Sharif says us, tells us, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسِنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. That any good that comes to you, this is through the benevolence, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. And any hardship, difficulty, calamity comes to you, then this is because of your own doing. This is from yourselves. This is because of your sins. So my dear brothers, it's very easy for us to play the blame game and shift the blame onto others. But really, in the light of Quran, and likewise in the teachings of Sunnah, we find that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that many, many of the difficulties, calamities that we face is as a direct result of certain sins that we are perpetrating. So it's very easy for us to blame others. But really, the true reason for our difficulty, our suffering as an ummah or individually, is because of our own sins. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi has written that sins are something that are very, very dangerous. Very, very serious, very, very dangerous. And he goes on to list the various harms, the negative and ill effects that sins have on the life of a person and on a community. And he lists up to 40 harms of a person committing sin. A person is deprived of barakah, blessings in his life, blessings in his wealth. Allah Ta'ala takes away the shine from the face of a person. A person's heart is blackened. And a person now, his desire towards good die, and now he has a strong inclination towards sin. And amongst the harms, he says, an-niqab, is that Allah Ta'ala now causes certain difficulties, calamities to strike. And he says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ الْآفَاتِ الَّتِي أَحْدَثَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِمَا أَحْدَثَ الْإِنسَانُ مِّنَ الظُّنُوبِ. That many times, the calamities and the difficulties and the hardships that the ummah face is as a result of the sins of the ummah. So my dear brothers, from Quran and Sunnah is very, very clear that the reason for our suffering is because of our gunas and our sins. And then my dear brothers, Quran subhanAllah does not leave us at that. But rather Quran diagnoses our problem. And then Quran Sharif, likewise the Hadith Sharif, also give us a solution to our problems. And Quran Sharif tells us, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Whereas other people may say that we need to boycott and we need boycott, we need to protest, we need to march. Again, whether this should be done or not, we will not comment on that. But what does Quran tell us? Quran tells us that the solution to our problems is Tubu ilallahi jami'an. O believers, every single one of you, turn back and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful in this world, successful in your qabr, and successful in the year after. Likewise, Quran Sharif tells us, ya qawm istaghfiru rabbakum, thumma tubu ilayhi, yursil as-samaa alaykum midrara, wa yazidkum quwwatan ila quwwatikum. Then, O people, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, istighfar and tawbah. And what will Allah do? Allah Ta'ala will send down His blessings from the sky, and Allah Ta'ala will strengthen you. Allah Ta'ala will increase your strength. So my dear brothers, Quran Sharif tells us the problem for the suffering is our sins, our gunas. And the solution to our problems is that we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man lazim al-istighfar. Hadith Sharif says, that person who makes a lot of istighfar, lot of tawbah, seeks Allah's forgiveness, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. From every tight situation, Allah will make a way out for the person. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍّ فَرَجًا. And for every sad situation, for every grief, Allah Ta'ala will bring happiness. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah Ta'ala will provide for you from sources that you live. Allah Ta'ala is very, very kind. Allah Ta'ala is very, very merciful. All we have to do is knock upon the door of tawbah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, all our problems be sorted out. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, my mercy. A person, no matter what kind of sin he may commit, it may be the most outrageous sin, the most abominable sin. But if a person is sincere, and he turns his heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive every single sin of a person. It mentioned in Hadith Sharif, that there was a person amongst the people of the past, that he had killed 99 people. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, murder is a very, very serious crime. He had killed not one person, but 99 people. And then he went to a person to ask him advice. He had this remorse in his heart. And this is what we call you, my dear brothers. When you commit a sin, a remorse has to be there in the heart. So he went to a person and asked him, that I have committed this crime. I murdered 99 people. Is there any way that Allah will forgive me? So this person, because he lacked the correct knowledge, he told him, no way Allah will forgive you. So this person thought, in that case, I might as well make it a century, and he killed him, killed this person as well, and he made 100 people. But still that ache was there in the heart, the remorse was there in the heart. So he went to another learned person, and he asked him, that I have murdered 100 people. Is there any way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me? So he said, yes, Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Rahim, Allah will forgive you. Now what you do is leave this town and go to another town. And in that place, stay amongst those people, live amongst those people, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sin. So this person immediately sets off towards a place. On the way, Allah ta'ala decides this person has passed away. And now he passes away. So the two groups of malaika, of angels, the angels that came from Jahannam, and the angels that came from Jannah, they came now, they're standing over this body and they are arguing. The one group says that this person was going to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he is forgiven, we're taking him to Jannah. And the other group of malaika say, no, he had killed 100 people, so he is a Jahannami, we're taking him to Jahannam. So Allah ta'ala sends another angel to come and arbitrate and decide the matters of angels. So Allah ta'ala's angel comes and says, measure the distance from the place he was coming from to the place where he passed away. And also measure the distance from the place where he had passed away till the place where he is going to. And that will decide the fate of this person. If he's closer to the place he is coming from, then he will go to Jahannam. But if he's closer to the place he was going to, then he will go to Jannah. And Allah now constructed that village that he was coming from, that just shift a bit further. And that village that he was going to, just come a bit closer. And this person was found, subhanAllah, to be one shiver, one handspan closer to the place that he was going to. And as a result of this, Allah subhanAllah forgave this person. So my dear brother, Allah subhanAllah is very, very merciful. In Hadith Sharif, he mentioned, once a group of captives brought before Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst the captives, there was a mother who was running to and fro frantically. She was looking for her child. Eventually, she finds the child. She hugs the child, embraces the child, and begins to suckle the child. Sahaba looking on. So Allah's Nabi seizes the opportunity to teach the Sahaba a lesson. Teach them a lesson about the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's Nabi says, oh my Sahaba, have you seen the display of mercy that his mother has shown to her child? Do you ever think now that his mother will take her child and throw her child into the fire of Jahannam? throw the child into the fire. So Sahaba said, Allah's Nabi, we have seen how merciful, how kind, how compassionate this mother is. We don't think that she will ever do such a thing. Allah's Nabi said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is far more than the mercy that his mother could ever display to her child. So Majeeb Allah Ta'ala is Rahim, Allah is merciful. Allah Ta'ala is wanting to forgive us. All we have to do is turn back to Allah Ta'ala in Tawbah and Istighfar. But the biggest problem today that we face is that today we have trivialized our sins. We have trivialized sins. We do not regard sins to be a major thing in our lives. There's a person sometimes asks, I understand this is a sin, but is it a major sin or a minor sin? Or this act is not permissible. Is it haram or is it merely makruh? Giving the impression that if it is makruh or it is a minor sin, I might as well go ahead and do it. Whereas when sins displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are something displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether it's a major or a minor, whether it's haram or it's makruh, a person is not supposed to be doing it. But today, because we have trivialized sins, as Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, that a believer, he regards his sin to be like a mountain that has been plucked from the ground. And that huge mountain is hovering above the head of a person. And at any moment that mountain could fall upon that person, that person, how scared he will be. He will be on edge, how worried he will be. At any time, this mountain could fall upon me. Likewise, when a person, a mu'min commits sin, same, he has the same attitude. That at any moment, the sins of mine could catch up with me. So I have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, a fajir, a kafir, a disbeliever, his sins are like a fly that just flies by the nose of a person. Not much concern, doesn't bother the person much. So a person, when he trivializes sins, he doesn't regard sins to be, or the problem of the ummah today is that we have trivialized our sins. And when we have trivialized sins, then we have not seen the importance of tawbah. If somebody is not much concerned to a person, so he won't pay much attention to it. So when we have trivialized our sins, we have not taken sins to be a major thing, so then we do not see the need to make tawbah and istighfar. Whereas Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stressed upon us in the hadith the importance of tawbah. Allah's Nabi said, Ya ayyuhan nas, tubu ila Allahi wastaghfiru, fa inni atubu ila Allahi fil yawmi 100 marra. And oh people, seek Allah's forgiveness, make tawbah, make istighfar. For I, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'asoon, not a single sin I have committed, but daily, I make istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times. Not that Allah's Nabi had committed sins, but to stress upon the ummah, to stress upon myself and to stress upon you, the importance of making tawbah and istighfar before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, tawbah is something that is very, very important. Today the solution to all our problems does not lie in fancy solutions and fancy ideas. Rather, the solution every person individually look into his life, introspect and see what am I doing wrong, what have I done wrong, and realize that my sins are catching up with me and my sins are causing suffering around the world, and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, the famous muhaddith, he mentions, when it comes to anything medieval, there is a certain tariqah, there is a certain method to be followed. A simple thing as baking a cake, still there is a method that a person has to follow. Otherwise, the cake will turn to be a flop. So likewise, when it comes to tawbah and istighfar, when a person wants to make tawbah and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the person should do what? One is to give up the sin. A person can't be going on with that sin and then making tawbah to Allah ta'ala, you're playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is give up that sin completely. Next one is, that a person sincerely regrets. This is the main thing, my dear. A person must have the remorse in his heart. Sincerely regrets the sin. And thirdly, he makes a firm decision that I will never ever go back to the sin again. I will never ever go back to the sin again. Now of course, my dear brothers, if we have done a wrong to another person, perhaps we have done it down financially, or maybe we have hurt his feelings, or maybe we have said a bad word to him, then of course there is a fourth condition, a person must go to that person and clear up the misunderstanding, whatever problem he has with him. So my dear ulama of the Suf, may Allah give him jazaa khair, he mentioned a person, every day before he goes to sleep, he must do two things. One thing, make muraqabah. He must think about maut, I have passed away and the rest of it. This will instill in the person the fear that one day I'm going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing he must do is make muhasabah. Muhasabah means take a stock of what I have done today. When a person has done good, he has made his salah, he has been good to people, kind to people, then the person will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person, if he has done any sin, immediately, do not leave it for tomorrow. Rather, immediately, make sincere tawbah and istighfar before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us understanding.